Good morning. You ever play that game, pin the tail on the donkey? Today, like, I'm not sure, but a lot of these, like, young parties, you know, for kids, I don't even know if they know what pin the tail on a donkey is. I remember I used to cheat all the time. It's easy to cheat pin the tail on a donkey, because all you got to do is, when you got the blindfold on, just go like this. And look right through. I bet you didn't think you were going to come to church and I was going to teach you how to cheat. Today's message is a tale of two donkeys. A tale of two donkeys. We are the common God has chosen to use in the most uncommon way, allowing the fullness of himself to run through us and the expressed vessel of the manifested glory of God. We are so utterly frail, paper will cut us. Can you imagine? You're so frail, your flesh, your skin is so frail, that paper will cut you. Have you seen the armadillo? It's a little tank. Nothing can penetrate. So delicate a creation that a grain of sand in your eye could cause you to lose sight. And yet at the same time, we are wonderfully and incredibly made in his image. Think about that. The creator of the universe, the most powerful entity ever, we are created in his image. And yet paper can cut your flesh. Stop, pause, think. Are you with me this morning? Because you're looking at me like I'm an oil painting. You're just like staring at me. No matter how common our day in and day out experience is, if we give our every moment to God in complete surrender, he will glorify through the common. All right, Numbers 22. You want to go to the book of Numbers 22, a tale of two donkeys. I'm going to give you the brief, quick version of chapter 22. Numbers 22. There's this guy named Balaam. And Balaam is a witch. He's a sorcerer. He's got serious power. So much power that he's actually subcontracted out to put a curse on the Israelites by two groups of people. The Moabs and the, I forgot it again. Thank you. Midianites. And so they show up and they go, listen, Balaam, if you could just put a curse on them, we will be all set. Because the Israelites were winning victory after victory after victory after victory. I mean, mighty, mighty warriors. And so Balaam says, no problem, I got this. This is what I do for a living. I put curses on people. I'm really, really good at it. You could do like an infomercial for Balaam. It would be like, call now, you want somebody cursed? Balaam is the one, you know, it could be like that. I did that just for you. And so, right when Balaam is about to drop this on the Israelites, God shows up. God shows up and drops it on Balaam. Here's what you're actually going to say. So then, these folks show up and say, okay, Balaam, we're ready for you. And he says, listen, I can only say what God wants me to say. And they go, we're going to pay you like good money. We're going to pay you silver, gold, whatever you want. Just, if you could do this one thing. He's like, okay, I get it. And then in verse 16, chapter 22, verse 16, they came to Balaam and said to him, thus saith Balak, the son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me. For I will promote thee with very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me these people. I mean, they are intent on having the Israelites be squashed in any way. The only way would be that a curse. So Balaam jumps on his donkey, and he's on his way to do this thing. And all of a sudden, Numbers 22, verse 28. And the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? So at one point, the donkey is moving and stops. And Balaam starts beating this donkey profusely to the point where this donkey is bleeding. And beating this donkey three times. And then the donkey speaks. Okay, so if you're like a non-believer and you're hearing this story for the first time, and I tell you in the Bible it says a donkey speaks, you would be looking at me going, and then the unicorns came out of the closet. God moved in the common, in an uncommon way. And so the donkey speaks, and at this point, Balaam is like, okay, what are we doing? What's happening here? Even Balaam, the witcher, the sorcerer, was taken back. And then he sees it, the revelation of God. An angel standing in front of him, ready to kill him. God moves in the common. Unfortunately for Balaam, this experience was not the end. You see, Balaam is like us. We got one foot in and one foot out. We're going to do what God says, but I got a couple other plans and ideas I really want to run by you. I got these good ideas. Not a God idea, a good idea. You know how many good ideas I have had in my lifetime? Like, I have had a ton of good ideas. They're the worst ideas ever. But a God idea will mess you up. Good. Mess you up. Balaam winds up, this experience leads to his death. Because he's got one foot in and one foot out. He's going to do what God told him to do, because he even tells these people, I have to say what God told me to say. But I got a couple things I'm still working on. That's the first donkey. Second donkey is Jesus' donkey. Remember when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey? A donkey. Jesus, the King of Glory, on a donkey. Our deliverer. So let me tell you about donkeys. They were never used to go into battle. Horses go into battle. Horses go to fight victorious wars. Horses were used as strong, powerful creatures to bombard the... Not a donkey. There's no king on a donkey going into war while all the other men, all the other warriors are on horses riding into battle, and there's the king on a donkey going, charge! Can you pick it up a little? Yet Jesus rides into Jerusalem as the deliverer, king. This is the king? And they cry out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. This is the one who's going to take down Rome? This is the one who's going to get rid of our oppression? This is the one who's going to deliver us? This is the Messiah on a donkey? On a donkey, God showing his humility as a servant. John chapter 12, verse 13. Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. That cometh in the name of the Lord. There's so many prophetic voices that speak in the Old Testament of the coming king. So many instances that the king would ride on a donkey. The whole time we see this king in humility, serving, serving, serving. When God wants to do something that is in the common and in his uncommonness, I just made that word up, he shows his glory. He shows his glory because that's what God does. God moves heaven and earth on your behalf. Because that's who God is. Loving, caring, completely given, selflessly, over and over and over again. Selflessly. The story of two donkeys. Both donkeys had distinct riders who had two messages. Each rider was as different as the other, yet each rider was commissioned by God riding on the donkeys. God chose to use to carry both men. Both donkeys served their purpose, yet both donkeys would paint a picture of how God carries those who carry his word. The first donkey was Balaam's donkey, a donkey that had a supernatural manifestation of God take place through it. The second donkey was the donkey used by the Lord Jesus Christ to ride into Jerusalem, hailing his triumphant entry as the king and deliverer of God's people. Balaam had a choice, and when it came down to it, the donkey would allow him to see the revelation of the severity and anger and wrath of God, and his will be done. Jesus also had a choice. The donkey that Jesus rode on would be used to usher in the revelation of God's will. We either do or completely fulfill the purpose of God, or we do not. The most incredible part of actually fulfilling God's purpose is it's not only that the glory of God would run through us, but that we will be at peace with his presence in us. So forever, how much this is for God, he actually is doing it for our sake at the same time. Balaam would be used by God, yet Balaam was still holding on to his own desires, his own imaginations, and his own plan. This ultimately led to his death. If we do not surrender and give our everything as God has given to us, his absolute everything, we will find life to be utterly unsatisfactory in every single way. It will be a life of what I call the roller coaster Christianity. One day we serve him as long as things go our way. The next day we take up our ball and go home because he somehow is not playing by our rules. This will lead to your spiritual death like nothing else. More often than not, it will take a donkey to get our attention, to put us in a direction that will lead us in a victory entry where God is exalted, worshiped, and given him praise that he is due. Both Balaam and Jesus were carrying a message from Almighty God. Both Balaam and Jesus carried by something else besides themselves. Both Balaam and Jesus gave in willingly to the moment in time of the encounter with God's plan. Yet Balaam did not fully surrender when it was all said and done. Again, this led to his physical as well as his spiritual death. Jesus gave himself to the point of death. When we find ourselves in the position of being carried, not simply from one location to another, but carried to greater heights to do things that God alone has ordained from the foundation of the earth, we then at that moment only will be able to utter the words, "Into your hands I commit my spirit. I surrender." That's the S word you've been looking for. Surrendering to God as he surrendered to us, for us, his son will make you free. 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. He that hath the Son hath life. He that had not the Son of God had not life. So you think you got it going on. You got the money, you got the job, you got the people. It is surrounding you. You are at a place where you want for nothing. And yet you think maybe somehow that I don't need God because he's going to tell me what to do and what not to do. Especially the what not to do. It's going to take away all my freedom. You're living in prison right now. And you're worried about God taking away your freedom. The freedom comes when Jesus Christ enters into your heart, enters into your life, and all of a sudden you are living now what he calls the abundant life. Nobody said perfect. You will have trials and tribulation. Jesus promised you. He is a man of his word. He is a God who does not lie. But you will never, ever, 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 ever be alone again. Again. How many times you walk into your closet, into your house, into your room, wherever you are, into your office, and you feel alone, completely alone. Nobody's texting me back. I got the FOMO. I didn't even know what that was till my 14-year-old daughter told me. Fear of missing out. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. But it's a thing. Fear. God doesn't want you to be afraid. So many times, when we see clearly what God wants for us, according to his will, we then can connect the dots. Say, oh, had I just, if I could have, I would have. It, you know, I was so close. And God's saying, I am the one who allows for a do-over. I am the one who takes a royal etch-a-sketch. Remember the etch-a-sketch? About as technically advanced as a pencil. Etch-a-sketch, you draw, you could only draw stairs. You couldn't draw nothing. I don't know how they did on TV. I'm like looking at the commercial going, that's a clown with elephants and balloons. How do they do that? And I got stairs. I used to tell my parents, look, I got stairs going up. I got stairs going down. He will allow you to do over, to start again, fresh. The Bible is clear what it means to be a believer in Jesus Christ. It is not simply to believe. There are millions of people who believe. It is quite another thing to follow according to his purpose, plan, and his will for your life. There is nothing clearer than the statement of the cross, an absolute horrific display of pain, agony, and purpose. Upon the cross, death was defeated. The chains of sin were broken. The power of God manifested through the risen Christ. James chapter 2, verse 19. Thou believest, and that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. The devils believe there is a God. So you say, I believe there is a God. The devils believe there is a God, but they tremble. They tremble. They shake. John chapter 12, verse 6. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Chapter 12, in John chapter 21, verse 19, follow me. Jesus is saying, okay, you believe? Now follow me. Don't be like Balaam, who had one foot in and one foot out, one foot in and one foot out. Who was going to do what God sort of kind of told him to do, but I have these other plans, so I got my foot over here, and I don't want to miss out. And God is saying, you're going to miss out if you don't give me your everything. But I'm giving you the opportunity today. Today is the day of salvation. If you're watching this live stream, today is the day of salvation. Jesus wants to come into your heart. If you're in this room, today is the day of salvation. He wants to come into your heart to show you his love. Not to throw you up against a wall and go, you shouldn't have, you couldn't have, you'll never be able to. He wants to wash you in his love. Show you what it meant for the blood dripping down on the cross to save your soul, to wash your sin, to make you whole and not the broken that you came to him with. Because he heals, he delivers, and he makes you free. We find ourselves more often than not like Balaam, more than we would want to confess. However, today the Lord is saying, it is a new day like no other. It is the day of salvation. Today is a day of renewal. If you are honest, we will say, Lord, I have fallen short. Allow me to start over, a fresh surrender to follow you. God wants to do in you what you cannot do with yourself. He wants to allow you to know that he is the lover of your soul. He wants you to know this is your moment. That if you would say, Jesus, I need you. I've heard what was spoken today, but I need a fresh start. Would you forgive me of my sin? Of my wrongdoing, of my own doing, of those that I've hurt, of those things that I've done that have tried to be the God in my life. Would you come into my heart and allow me to know you? To wash me and make me whole. He has promised today is that day. And he will do according to his word in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.